It's another video about AI. I know, but it's not a video about whether AI will replace developers or will not replace developers. I have shared my opinion on that before, but instead, I want to talk about maybe the biggest challenge all these generative AI models have at this point in time, in my opinion at least. And with that, I mean the challenge of providing accurate answers, though maybe not in the way you think it is a challenge. So let me explain. Of course, with ChatGPT and similar AI chatbots that use generative AI, like Google Gemini or Microsoft Copilot, we got powerful tools which we can ask questions to get back responses, and those tools can also search the internet, at least depending on how much you're paying. They might be able to do that in case of ChatGPT, for example. And they can also do other things like analyze uploaded files, analyze images, produce images, at least some of them can, write and run code. They can do a lot of things, and capabilities become better and simply more almost every week, you could say. There's still a lot of active development going on. So things are changing, of course. Now, it's of course no news that one problem these AI models have is that they can hallucinate. Now, things maybe get a bit better, or maybe there are more guardrails put in place, ensuring that incorrect responses are discarded and not shown at all, that they are kind of detected and removed. At least I have encountered this behavior from time to time when using Google Gemini, for example. There, I sometimes had the scenario that I asked a question and it started to reply, and then suddenly it removed the reply. So maybe it's also just that change. But things have gotten better. Now, of course, these are helpful tools, and of course, integrating the APIs that allow you to interact with those models outside of the AI chatbots, integrating those models through the APIs into your apps, that's also amazing. You can build great applications on top of those AI models. There's a lot of development there, a lot of things going on. But one problem I encountered when trying to integrate these AI models into my apps is that, unlike the code I wrote, which hopefully always does the same thing when it executes, of course, those AI models don't do the same thing every time you ask them something, and they might not necessarily always generate the text and do what you want them to generate or what you want them to do. And here's the thing. One of the biggest trends, you could say, one of the biggest use cases for using generative AI outside of ChatGPT and so on, maybe is RAG and agents, especially when combining the two. Now, what does this mean? RAG stands for Retrieval Augmented Generation, and in the end, it means that you enrich your prompts with extra data that helps the AI model produce a better response, or that you give the AI model some way of finding that data, of querying that data, of extracting and using that data after receiving a prompt. And that second behavior, where the AI model tries to fetch extra data to produce a response for a prompt it received, that leads us towards the idea of building agents with those generative AI models. And the idea here really just is that you try to tell the AI, hey, if you are asked a question about the sales that belong to a certain user ID, you need to get the information about all the available sales. You need to get them from a database. So please use the following code snippet, the following code running on AWS Lambda or running locally or however it is set up. Use that code to query the database and pass some input to that code, like the user ID for which you want to get the sales, to get back those sales. That's the idea behind agents. You try to give the AI model extra tools which it may use to fulfill a certain request so that ultimately, we try to take those generative AI models and these large language models beyond pure text generation, and we instead try to use them so that the text they generate are actually instructions which they then execute themselves, or which they execute by calling some code we defined in advance or by running some process we started in advance. And that they then take the result of that process, the result of that code, into account, and they then in the end produce a response to the initial query they received. I hope this makes sense. The idea really just is that we make those generative AI models more powerful and that we give them tools to reach out to extra data sources or in general perform extra actions like book a flight, for example. Now, this is also not new. OpenAI introduced plugins in 2023 already. They have functions which are exactly about that, about allowing the AI model to run some code, for example, based on the input it received. This exists. We also have frameworks and tools like LangChain or AutoGPT, which try help us build such applications that work in such a way. We have all these tools, and the landscape here is getting better. We get more tools, it becomes easier, but one problem remains, and that takes me back to the initial point of my video. At least in my experience, one problem is that, yes, I can try to build an application where I give the AI tools to extract data from a database, but I can't 100% rely on it behaving correctly. I can tell it, hey, you have all these tools, but I can't be sure that it really uses those tools and that it uses the tools in the right way. It is possible, maybe unlikely, but possible, that if I asked the AI to give me the sales for the user with the ID 1, that it actually gives me the sales for the ID 2 or 101, or maybe for the user with the ID 1, but also some other sales, or that it maybe does not use the right tool and it therefore fails to extract the data, even though in theory it could. That's the big difference to code that is written by me or by developers in general, or by any code that exists, even if it was written by an AI. Code always behaves in a predictable way, at least in most cases, which I guess means I shouldn't say always. Anyways, code is predictable. You typically have a deterministic result. If I build an API that exposes endpoints to which I can send requests to get the sales for a certain user ID, and I have to include that ID in the request, I know with certainty that I will get back the sales that belong to that user and only to that user. Unless the API is offline or something like that. But in that case, I get an error. I don't get some other sales. Of course, I could have a bug in my code and I have to fix that. But once I have valid code, I know that it will behave in the way it should. And that's, in my opinion, the big challenge with those AI models. In theory, it's amazing that we can give them those tools and that we can build this agent-based workflow, those agent-based applications, because of course that would allow us to build very powerful AI-based applications. And maybe we'll get to this point, but I'm at this point not sure if we really will, or if we maybe will just accept that from time to time, things might slip through and it might behave incorrectly. Or maybe the solution will be to add an extra guardrail that filters the returned results and checks if they make sense based on the request we got, maybe again with help of AI to check if it makes sense, and then filter out the results if they don't make sense. Because of course, ultimately, when we build applications with AI tools, with AI models, we want to make sure that they're secure, that they're reliable, that we don't expose data we don't want to expose, neither data that belongs to a different user nor any internal data. And of course, ultimately, it would be nice if AI wouldn't kill us at some point in the future. So these are challenges which, in the end, all, in my opinion, come down to the reliability of those AI models. But I might also just be missing the main points here, and things might be much easier than I think. What do you think about it, though? Please share your opinion, as always, in the comments, and let me know what you think about this topic.